local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:06, getting this Friday morning started on FM Talk 106.5. You're listening to Mobile Mornings. 76 degrees as we get started here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Going to be hot and not as many chances of rain this weekend as we've seen over the last couple of weeks. But don't listen to me. Listen to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We have his report coming up in just a minute. But first, we get started with Kane giving you information on the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center, we've got a motorcycle in the trees at Salco Road in Williams Avenue. They've got a lot of emergency vehicles there. Also, we've got a truck that went into the trees at Village Green Drive in Azalea Road. North and southbound lanes of 65 look good and no problems across the Bayway. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Throne Rolls. Highway 59 and Foley got you covered for lunch and dinner this weekend. Pork chops, barbecue ribs, a meatloaf, and all their free pass-arounds, including all the Throne Rolls you can catch in Foley. It's Lambert's Cafe, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. There's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
This afternoon, I am announcing that Mobile County Public Schools will not reopen for students on August the 10th, 2020. We will officially begin our school year on September the 1st, remotely for all students. Students will not return to the classroom for at least the first 9 weeks of school while we continue to assess the number of cases in our area.
That's the big news in Mobile today, as Mobile County School Superintendent Kressel Threadgill announced yesterday that Mobile County schools, well, they won't be heading back to the classrooms as planned on August 10th, and won't even be heading back to the classrooms on the new date of September 1st, instead going virtual for the first 9 weeks of the semester. That puts students back in class at the beginning of November, and that is if the coronavirus trends start to trend down here over the next few months. That announcement came just around the same time or a little after the Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler said that in Baldwin County, we're heading back to school as planned on August 12th. Now, at the Baldwin County schools, they will have masks for students. The students have to wear masks. They're also going to try to socially distance in the classrooms. And as far as breakfast and lunch goes, they're going to stagger the times for the students going out to eat. And also, the older students will be able to, looks like, eat anywhere on campus as they try to kind of spread the kids out, even outdoors.
Right.
The older kids will be able to eat their lunch separate from the rest of the students. They're also going to be checking temperatures at Baldwin County schools. Mm-hmm. I think anything over 100.4 gets you a visit to the nurse's office, where they will see if the students have any more coronavirus symptoms, and then go from there as far as separating them from the rest of the students. But at Baldwin County, they said, don't get this wrong. When you send your kids to school, there is a likely chance they will come into contact with COVID-19. A different story on this side of the bay, with the Mobile County schools saying, we're going virtual only for the first 9 weeks of the semester, and we're not going to get started until September 1st. Big
right.
news yesterday.
And they have been getting Chromebooks and Wi-Fi devices. They've been spending some of their CARE Act money on that. And in Baldwin County, they're going to have temperature detection devices in the hallways to monitor the students as well.
That's really interesting. I'd like to know more about these temperature detection devices. Like, are they like heat indicators that they can see the students? I don't know. Very interesting. I want to find out more about those systems that they're using in Baldwin County. But what does that mean for Mobile County schools, students? You know, you heard Kressel Threadgill, he said 53,000 students affected by this. What does it mean for the students and also for the parents that have to figure out now what they are going to do with their kids? If they can't go into school, parents either have to be looking after the kids or have a relative kind of babysitting as they go through their school days. You know, there's been quite a few national polls, and of course up in Washington, the Democrats and Republicans are arguing like cats and dogs, like they always do. Democrats trying to say that the president wants to send your kids to a certain death by sending them to school, and the Republicans saying, listen, we got to get back on track here. I know the coronavirus thing is real, but students need to be in school learning with their teachers in the class with them. And I think we're going to go round and round on this for months and months. But you look at the schedule, what, today is July 17th. So in Baldwin County, they're going to be getting started here within the next month. And in Mobile County now, not getting started for another month and a half, and it'll be all virtual. On our personal online opinion polls, we have one up on Facebook and one on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Pretty much the exact opposite of what we've seen nationally. Nationally, a lot of the polls have parents that say they are worried about sending their kids back to school, and that lined up both with Democrats and Republicans. I think they said in an Axios poll that about 53% of Republicans said they were a little worried about sending their kids back to school. Of course, that number was a lot higher for parents that are registered Democrats, right around 80%. On our online opinion poll, where we asked, do you feel safe sending your children back to school this fall? 88% said yes, they do feel safe sending their kids back to school. I know that the MCPSS, they said they did their own bit of polling within our county, and about 40% of the parents that they polled said that they did not feel safe sending their kids back to school. But it's going to be a huge topic of discussion over the coming weeks. I want to get your take on it, 251-343-0106. You can send us a text and let us know what you think there. And then coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll take your calls at that same number. As we do every single hour of every single Mobile Mornings, going to give you an update here on the national and statewide coronavirus numbers. In the United States now, over 3.5 million total positive cases of coronavirus, and about 130,500 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, there was a new high of 71,229 cases reported, but also a new high of 831,000 tests reported nationally. So all the headlines say, you know, we continue to break records as far as numbers of new cases. But keep in mind, testing has ramped up, too. When you take yesterday's two numbers and do a little math, it comes out to 8.6% total positivity rate, which is closer to the number that we've been averaging here over the last couple of weeks. So it is true that we're breaking numbers of new cases, but also testing has ramped up as well. Also yesterday, 977 deaths reported nationally. That's the most we've seen since June the 3rd, but there haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since May 29th. If you remember back towards the end of April and in May, we were seeing those numbers right around 2,000 or in the upper 1,000s as far as deaths per day. Testing-wise, we've had over 43 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 60,158 confirmed cases in the state now, where 1,200 have died due to COVID-19. Currently, 1,362 people are hospitalized with the virus. Yesterday, we added 1,933 new cases. The seven-day average sits at 1,653 cases per day, while the two-week average is about 1,468 cases per day. Alabama yesterday reported 17 deaths due to the virus. That's after 87 total deaths were reported the 2 days prior, and our weekly average here has skyrocketed over the last week. We're now at a high of 23 deaths per day over the last 7 days, while we're averaging 17 deaths per day over the last 2 weeks. And Mobile County on its own now averaging 3 deaths per day over the last week. Yesterday, Mobile County added 165 new cases and 1 death. The totals now stand at 5,514 positive cases for Mobile County, and 158 have died. Baldwin County has had 1,579 cases with 13 deaths. That's after adding 80 new cases and 1 death yesterday. Washington County, 180 cases with 9 that have died. Clark County, 352 cases with 6 deaths. Monroe County, 295 cases with 3 deaths. Kanawha County, 268 cases and 8 have died due to COVID. In Escambia County, 571 cases with 12 deaths. Choctaw County, 222 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 334 cases with 8 deaths. Jefferson County, again yesterday, added the most number of new cases in the state. They added 360 and now have well over 2,000 more cases than the next closest county, which would be Mobile County. Jefferson County also added 5 deaths yesterday. And Montgomery County has seen their numbers drop quite a bit over the last week. They added 74 new cases yesterday and 0 new deaths in Montgomery County. So that's a look around the state and nationally at the coronavirus numbers. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a bit. Also, with the school systems reporting that they're not going back to school in Mobile County until November, and in Baldwin County, they're getting back in classes starting next month. Want to talk with you about that coming up at 251-343-0106. Also, we got some more news to get to today. Alex Trebek gives an update since he announced his cancer diagnosis a few months ago. It looks like things are going well with Trebek, and he has announced a new book. I'll tell you about that coming up. Also, Target, CVS, and Walgreens join the other national chains that are mandating masks if you come in to shop in their stores. Now over half of the states in America have mask ordinances. Of course, that went into effect for the state of Alabama yesterday afternoon at 5 p.m. after Governor Kay Ivey came out on Wednesday and said that masks would be required in the state. So if you don't have your mask, I guess you better find one, or the police will hand you one if they see you out without one. 717 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up in sports, round one of the PGA Tour at the Memorial Tournament in Ohio. And the Washington Redskins had a huge story break at the Washington Post yesterday with 15 former female employees saying they were sexually harassed while working for the team. I've got that and more coming up. We've got news from WKRG and sports right after.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
WKRG News 5, I'm Nicolette Schleissman. The Mobile County Public School System has announced their back-to-school plan for this upcoming school year. Schools won't be returning to the classroom August 10th. School will start September 1st and will be remote or online for the first 9 weeks. After that time, the school district will reconsider going back to traditional schooling. Baldwin County Schools announced new details on its plan for the fall. Temperature checks will be done for all students. Bus transportation will be provided, but the school system asks parents to bring their children to school if possible. Students will be spread out at lunchtime. Governor Kay Ivey's mask mandate is now in effect across the entire state of Alabama. There are exceptions for children under 6 and for health reasons, as well as for those eating and drinking. The mandate carries a penalty of $500 or jail time, but many local law enforcement agencies say they're focusing on encouraging compliance over policing it.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning for the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center. Still on the scene of an accident at Village Green Drive and Azalea Road, also Salco Road and Williams Avenue. Now we've got a new one at Schillinger and Ward's Lane. All these are without injuries. Going to be there for a while. No problems across the Bayway at the Causeway. Deep South Speedway racing this Saturday night in Loxley, the Great American Bash. It was rained out 2 weeks ago. You'll see 7 divisions of dirt cars running starting at 7 tomorrow. Find out more on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 719 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Tony Finau leads after round one of the Memorial Tournament at Murfield Village in Ohio. The 30-year-old Hawaiian shot a 6-under par 66 yesterday with 9 birdies and 3 bogeys. Ryan Palmer sits alone in second, 1 shot behind Finau, while Brendan Steele and Gary Woodland are tied for 3rd at 4-under par. Tiger Woods is 5 shots back after shooting a 71 in his first PGA Tour round since February. Woods, who has won the Memorial Tournament five times, made four birdies with three bogeys on day one. Tigers paired with Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka for the first two rounds of this week's tournament. McIlroy is tied for eighth at two under par, while Koepka shot an even par 72 on Thursday. The threesome began round one this morning, just about 3 minutes ago. They began round two about 3 minutes ago, and round two coverage will air live on the Golf Channel beginning this afternoon at 1:30. On the same week that the NFL's Washington Redskins announced that they would be retiring their nickname, the Washington Post reported yesterday that 15 former female employees say that they were sexually harassed while working for the club. According to the paper, the allegations spanned from 2006 to 2019 and ranged from inappropriate remarks about female employees' bodies or clothing to instances of verbal abuse. Several of the allegations involve men who occupied prominent roles in the organization, three of whom left in the past week. Two longtime members of the team's personnel department, Alex Santos and Richard Mann II, were fired over the weekend, and the team's longtime radio voice, Larry Michael, abruptly announced his retirement on Wednesday after 16 seasons with the club. According to ESPN, the franchise has retained a D.C.-based law firm, Wilkinson Walsh, to review the matter. The franchise released a statement after the story broke yesterday afternoon, saying that the Washington Redskins football team takes issues of employee conduct seriously. While we do not speak to specific employee situations publicly, when new allegations of conduct are brought forward that are contrary to these policies, we address them promptly. Team owner Dan Snyder, who has taken a lot of media criticism over the last couple of weeks, was not directly implicated with any wrongdoing in the Post's report. In NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans announced that star rookie Zion Williamson left the NBA bubble at Disney World yesterday morning because of an urgent family medical matter, and that Zion intends to rejoin the team at a later date. Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations David Griffin said in a statement, quote, "We fully support Zion's decision to leave the NBA campus to be with his family. Out of respect for the Williamson family, we will have no further comment at this time." If Williamson gets tested every day that he's gone and continues to test negative, he'll only need to quarantine for 4 days when he returns to Orlando per NBA rules. If he does not test daily or if he has a positive test, Zion will be required to quarantine for 10 days upon his return. The Pelicans' push for a playoff spot starts July 30th when the team plays the Utah Jazz on the opening night of the league's restart. In NFL news, Cleveland Browns pass rusher Myles Garrett spoke with the media yesterday after he became the highest-paid defender in NFL history. On Wednesday, Garrett signed a 5-year extension with the Browns, reportedly worth $125 million. According to ESPN, Garrett gets $50 million guaranteed at signing, and the contract contains $100 million in total guarantees, the most ever paid to a defensive player. 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions, rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. There's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
7:25 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, talking with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and we'll get his weekend weather forecast. Right now, it's time to talk with Larry Kirby from LCM Motor Cars. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Dalton. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing well here at FM Talk 106.5. Let's talk about what you have out there on the lot at LCM if somebody's planning on coming out this weekend.
We got a great inventory as always. We got them coming in daily. Matter of fact, we got a couple special units in yesterday. People have been looking for a Jeep Wrangler. We got a 2004 Jeep Wrangler with low miles. We got a 2000 F-250 7.3 diesel four-wheel drive truck. Makes a great work truck.
Yeah, seriously. And, you know, something I love about LCM, if I'm out looking for a car and I have a specific make and model in mind, I'll let you guys know, and then you scour the United States for me, right?
Yes, we get on the computers and we go to searching, and we're not always successful, but we do a pretty good average.
Good stuff. Where can people find you?
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com, like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
All right. We appreciate it, Larry.
All right. Have a good one.
That's Larry Kirby from LCM Motor Cars. 726 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Leanna in studio. Leanna, how you doing this morning?
Good.
All right.
It's a great-looking morning.
It is, and hopefully not much rain in the forecast. We'll get the in-depth information from Dr. Bill Williams here coming up in just a few minutes, but it is hot. I mean, of course, we're all used to that here in Alabama.
Oh, yes.
I'm so surprised whenever I talk to someone, and they're like, I can't believe it's raining again, or it's so hot. I'm like, you know what you signed up for when you live down here? It's summer. And if I recall correctly, it took a little while for summer to get here this year. It stayed cooler than normal for a little while. But alas, we are in the middle of July, and it's hot out there.
Mm-hmm.
Some big national news, I guess international news, if you want to call it that. Of course, here we're talking about the school systems and whether students will go back coming up this month. But also, coronavirus, of course, huge story going on, and trying to find a vaccine. Well, the Russians are at it again, and according to the U.S., Canada, and the United Kingdom, we're now being threatened by a, quote, cyber espionage group with links to Russian intelligence services. The UK's National Cybersecurity Center put out this report yesterday. They said that the group that's attempting these hacks into our medical systems is called APT-29, but they're more widely known as the group Cozy Bear or the Dukes. Cozy Bear, it paints a picture that's probably not quite indicative of what this group actually does.
Yeah.
But the FBI, they've said this group is one that carried out malicious cyber activity back during the 2016 presidential election, and don't want to get into the go-round regarding Russian hacking back in 2016.
No.
But this new report says throughout 2020, APT-29, a.k.a. Cozy Bear, has targeted various organizations involved in COVID-19 vaccine development in Canada, the United States, and the United Kingdom, highly likely with the intention of stealing information and intellectual property relating to the development and testing of COVID-19 vaccines. So, you know, countries have been doing this for years, and now with cyber warfare being available to countries, this is pretty much the new normal. But it makes sense that these other countries, you know, our enemies, Russia, China, probably even North Korea, trying to hack in and get vaccines, because whichever country it is that develops the best vaccine or the cheapest vaccine, or more importantly, the vaccine that actually works and helps quell the rise of the coronavirus, there's a lot of big money involved in that.
Oh, definitely.
And also a lot of notoriety for being the country that finds that. So apparently, according to these intelligence services, the Russians are trying to hack in and figure out what we're doing regarding the coronavirus. We'll talk about this and more coming up in the third hour of Mobile Mornings, 343-0106. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in the Weekend Weather Report.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
WKRG News 5, I'm Nicolette Schleissman. The Mobile County Public School System has announced their back-to-school plan for this upcoming school year. Schools won't be returning to the classroom August 10th. School will start September 1st and will be remote or online for the first 9 weeks. After that time, the school district will reconsider going back to traditional schooling. Baldwin County Schools announced new details on its plan for the fall. Temperature checks will be done for all students, bus transportation transportation will be provided, but the school system asks parents to bring their children to school if possible. Students will be spread out at lunchtime. Governor Kay Ivey's mask mandate is now in effect across the entire state of Alabama. There are exceptions for children under 6 and for health reasons, as well as for those eating and drinking. The mandate carries a penalty of $500 or jail time, but many local law enforcement agencies say they're focusing on encouraging compliance over policing it.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
77,000 new confirmed virus cases Thursday as the surge in the virus shows no sign of letting up. At the same time, the White House has been sitting on a report from its own task force calling for the 20 hardest hit states to enact stricter health controls, mask requirements, and expanded testing. That report was first uncovered by the Center for Public Integrity. Dr. Anthony Fauci thinks he knows why the cases are surging.
What we saw were clips of people at bars, congregating without masks, not staying distant, in crowds. And that's what I believe is at least part of the explanation for why we've seen this surge has went up.
The CDC is delaying its guidance intended to help schools safely reopen for the fall semester. That information may not be available until the end of the month. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up about 160 points. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Twitter's got a lot of explaining to do. The FBI's investigating, and the Senate Commerce Committee's asking the company to brief its staff on the breach that let hackers access over 100 accounts this week in a Bitcoin scam. Visitors from 14 countries are permitted back into the European Union, but not Americans. The pandemic outbreak in a given country needs to be equally contained or better than in the EU, so the European Council's extending the ban on travelers from the U.S. for at least another 2 weeks. Federal agents have seized more than 20 vehicles and 10 bank accounts belonging to a retired U.S. Army sergeant and his wife in Texas, who allegedly used a federal employee transportation reimbursement program to swindle the Army out of as much as $11 million. Investigators say the pair used personal information stolen from soldiers in the scam. All three major indices sold off. The Dow closed 135 points lower. NASDAQ was down 76 and the S&P shed 11. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, Monday nights at 6. After the Paul Feinbaum Show, join Corey LeBounty and me for FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. There's a lot to keep up with and discuss in the world of college and pro sports. Every Monday night at 6 on Sports Night, we'll discuss the hottest topics, recap the weekend in sports, and preview the week ahead. That's FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, Monday nights at 6 after the Paul Feinbaum Show. And make sure to grab the podcast at fmtalk1065.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:34, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on a Friday. 77 degrees as we get started here at the studios. And time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So a hot start to the morning. I imagine it'll continue for the rest of the day. It's not like we're going to dip below 77 degrees.
No, we're going to get in the 90s today. We actually got high 88 degrees yesterday. But, yeah, we should get up around 92, maybe even 93 degrees, because we will have plenty of sunshine. Now, there still is just a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm develop this afternoon. But for most of our listening area, they should have sunny skies and, of course, some very warm temperatures. Now, tonight, it'll be mostly clear, a low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, and it'll get up into the low 90s. And once again, just a very slight chance we could see an afternoon thunderstorm. As for Sunday, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, but plenty of sunshine, and we'll be up into the lower 90s. And this weather pattern now will continue Monday and Tuesday with mostly sunny skies, a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and highs in the lower 90s.
Matt, summer in Alabama for you. And, you know, this morning at 5 a.m., the cannon blast went on as scheduled for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo down there on Dolphin Island. They've had a lot happen this year. Of course, we all have. The year of 2020 has been crazy. But no party, no liars contest, but the fishing goes on. What's it looking like offshore for everybody that's heading down?
Well, it really now is looking at the weekend, because Saturday, it's an east wind at 8 to 13 knots, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Seas only 1 to 2 feet. And same on the Sunday, easterly, 8 to 13 in the morning, then becoming southeast in the afternoon. Seas will run around 2 feet. And it looks like this situation is not just within 20 miles, but it's going to extend well beyond 20 nautical miles. So it looks really good for the weekend, with high pressure out over the Gulf of Mexico. And there's always that possibility offshore for a thunderstorm in the morning, but it looks like it's going to be pretty quiet for Sunday or Saturday and Sunday.
Now, the National Weather Service earlier this year said that we're going to have more hurricanes, or at least named storms, than usual, and we've certainly had quite a few named storms already. What's it looking like in the tropics right now?
Well, right now, it's rather quiet, and if we're going to get all those named storms, they're certainly going to be coming out in August, September, and October, because so far it's quiet in the Gulf, the Caribbean's quiet, and also tropical Atlantic. There is some thunderstorm activity way out near the African coast, but nothing so far in any way of any organized activity. So looks pretty good.
That's good news. I will take that, Dr. Bill. And it's Friday. That means it's time for the regionally famous weekend weather scale. What kind of number are you putting on us for this July weekend?
Well, we've got plenty of sunshine and temperatures pretty close to normal. But of course, it's going to be very humid. And there is that slight chance we could see a thunderstorm in the afternoon. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Uh-huh.
8770.
All right. 1.8770. I like that number, Dr. Bill. We'll check
that
back.
That looks that's a good scale, particularly in the month of July.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt at all about that. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And, of course, over the weekend, we give you that marine weather forecast, mm-hmm, where he tells you about the waves, which direction the wind's blowing. You can hear that on the Outdoor Show tomorrow with Sean Sullivan and Mike Ward, beginning at 7 a.m. 7:38 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we'll talk about Kressel Threadgill, the superintendent of Mobile County Public Schools, saying that students will not be heading to class on August 10th. Classes start September the 1st and will be virtual for the first 9 weeks. Meanwhile, in Baldwin County, school superintendent Eddie Tyler said, we're going on as scheduled. August 12th, we're getting started, and we're getting started back in school. All that and more coming up. But first, traffic with Kane right here on FM Talk 106.5.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, still working the accidents at Schillinger and Ward's Lane and Village Green Drive and Azalea Road. Both have wreckers on the scene. As we look good along Dolphin, Spring Hill and Moffitt, 65. No real delays across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Pierce Law Firm, helping you find relief from your debt, with offices in Daphne, Spanish Fort, Bay Minette, Adwar and Foley. Allison Pierce can offer a hassle-free bankruptcy process at PierceLawFirm.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing. Hand me one of those gummy wormy thingies. I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh, my! I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh, dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
Hey, Gulf Coast. Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Sporty Forester, Travel Ready Outback, and Roomy Third Row Ascent, we're the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Put your first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you. Check us out online at KobeSubaru.com.
It's all about you.
741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Leanna. Sean Sullivan getting some much-needed time off. Of course, we had those primary runoff elections on Tuesday, and that sets up some pretty big battles for the general election coming up in November. You have Tommy Tuberville on the Republican side taking on the senator that currently holds the Senate seat in Alabama, Doug Jones on the Democratic side, and then an AL1, Jerry Carl, won the Republican nomination on Tuesday, and he will face Dr. James Averhart in November. So we'll be talking about that a whole lot more in the upcoming months. But the big story today for us locally, both the Mobile County Public School Systems and Baldwin County Public School System yesterday had press conferences where they announced their plan for the upcoming fall semesters. In Baldwin County, they said that they are going back to school as planned on August 12th. They'll have the students wearing masks in classrooms and trying to stay as socially distanced as possible. That includes during breakfast and lunch, where they're going to stagger the times and also allow some of the students to eat outside of the cafeteria. Even some of the older students, they said, can eat outdoors as they try to limit the spread of coronavirus. They'll also be checking temperatures at the Baldwin County schools. And Leanna, you said something about like temperature checkers in the hallway, not just thermometer checks.
Right.
Something
the temperature detection devices, they have cameras, infrared cameras in, and they're watching for the temperatures to be high. Mm-hmm. They'll then check the temperature, and then if it's over 100.4, that means you get to go see the nurse.
Yeah, and then the nurse will see about other coronavirus symptoms and obviously separate you from the rest of your schoolmates. But in Mobile County, a bit of a different story. They were scheduled to go back to class on August the 10th, and yesterday Superintendent Kressel Threadgill said that they're going to delay the start of the fall semester until September 1st, and even then they're going to go virtual only for the first 9 weeks of the school year. That means students probably won't be back into classes until the first week of November at the earliest, and that's if the coronavirus numbers start to trend downwards here over the next couple of months. So big news. What does that mean for the students, especially those that have more trouble learning virtually than they do in the classrooms? They already missed a couple months of the last semester once the pandemic came here to America. More schooling online. What does it mean for the parents that are trying to get back to work and keep the American economic machine rolling? And, you know, there's mortgages due. There's rent payments due. People have to be working. So it's going to make it tough on those parents that have to find someone to take care of their children at home while they continue to work.
Exactly.
But some other big news nationally, Target, CVS, and Walgreens, they're now the latest retailers to announce that they will also require shoppers to wear masks or face coverings at their stores nationwide. So coming up here soon, beginning on August 1st, if you go into CVS or Walgreens to buy some medicine or some goods that you need, they're going to require that you wear a mask. Now, for Alabama, that's not really changing much because we're one of the more than half of the states in America that now have a required mask ordinance. It went into effect for the state yesterday afternoon at 5. But Target, CVS, and Walgreens now saying nationally you have to wear face masks. That comes one day after Walmart, Kroger, and Kohl's also announced that they would require masks starting next week. And I guess we'll start to see whether the mask ordinances are working here next week or in the coming weeks. For Mobile County, we've had a mask ordinance now for a couple weeks now, so you should start to see whether that's actually working, whether the numbers are going to start trending downwards. That's a huge topic, whether the mask ordinances will actually work. And another big bit of news, you know, we talked just a couple days ago about the Carnival Fantasy being sold off for parts. They sent the Carnival Fantasy to a scrapyard. I think, where'd they send it?
In Turkey.
That's right. They sent it to Turkey, the world's largest scrapyard for ships, which, if you haven't visited, you need to visit the world's largest scrapyard for cruise ships. But the Carnival Fantasy, which called the Port of Mobile home for a while now, they're heading, taking it out to be scrapped for parts. And what does that mean for the Mobile cruise ship industry? I know that Mayor Sandy Stimson and a lot of leaders in Mobile said we want to keep that relationship with Carnival nice, and we want to keep them happy, and they need to keep us happy because we want to see the cruise ships here in Mobile. I know the plan is to have another Carnival cruise ship, the Fascination. They're supposed to be starting in Mobile in January of 2022. We'll see if that plan sticks. But yesterday, the CDC announced that they've extended now the no-sail order. They've extended it to September 30th, which means that no cruising for anyone in America until at least September 30th. Remember, very early on, I think actually the very first story about coronavirus in America was a cruise ship that had a lot of people test positive. Remember,
right.
they kept them in that port, I think up there in New Jersey or off of New York, and they kept them in port as they tried to figure out what was going on and how they were going to quarantine everyone. Cruise ships have, I guess, a lot of recirculating air, lots of people in close contact with one another, and much like the airline industry, Americans are scared to go on ships or planes right now. But the CDC going ahead and making that decision for a bunch of Americans and saying no cruising until at least September 30th. Coming up in the next hour, I want to talk and get your opinion on schools not reopening for Mobile County until at least the first week of November. Until then, they're going virtual beginning September 1st. And also Baldwin County, do you feel safe sending your kids back to school at the beginning of next month? And coming up later this hour, what's cooking with Alec Naiman? And if we can, we'll talk a little bit about Alex Trebek, the Jeopardy game show host, and give an update since he got his cancer diagnosis a few months back. But coming up next, we have sports and news with WKRG. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
WKRG News 5, I'm Nicolette Schleissman. The Mobile County Public School System has announced their back-to-school plan for this upcoming school year. Schools won't be returning to the classroom August 10th. School will start September 1st and will be remote or online for the first 9 weeks. After that time, the school district will reconsider going back to traditional schooling. Baldwin County Schools announced new details on its plan for the fall. Temperature checks will be done for all students. Bus transportation will be provided, but the school system asks parents to bring their children to school if possible. Students will be spread out at lunchtime. Governor Kay Ivey's mask mandate is now in effect across the entire state of Alabama. There are exceptions for children under 6 and for health reasons, as well as for those eating and drinking. The mandate carries a penalty of $500 or jail time, but many local law enforcement agencies say they're focusing on encouraging compliance over policing it.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than the work performed at other window tint places.
Good morning, 749 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On the same week that the NFL's Washington, well, I guess the team formerly known as the Washington Redskins, they announced on Monday that they would be retiring their nickname. The Washington Post reported yesterday that 15 former female employees say that they were sexually harassed while working for the club. According to the newspaper, the allegations span from 2006 to 2019 and range from inappropriate remarks about female employees' bodies or clothing to instances of verbal abuse. Several of the allegations involve men who occupied prominent roles in the organization, three of whom left in the past week. Two longtime members of the team's personnel department, Alex Santos and Richard Mann II, were fired over the weekend, and the team's longtime radio voice, Larry Michael, abruptly announced his retirement on Wednesday after 16 seasons with the club. According to ESPN, the franchise has retained a D.C.-based law firm, Wilkinson Walsh, to review the matter. The franchise released a statement after the story broke yesterday afternoon, saying, quote, "The Washington Redskins football team takes issues of employee conduct seriously. While we do not speak to specific employee situations publicly, when new allegations of conduct are brought forward that are contrary to these policies, we address them promptly." Team owner Dan Snyder, who has taken a lot of media criticism over the last couple of weeks, was not directly implicated with any wrongdoing in the Post's report. In NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans announced that star rookie Zion Williamson left the NBA bubble at Disney World yesterday morning because of an urgent family medical matter, and that Zion intends to rejoin the team at a later date. Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations David Griffin said in a statement, quote, "We fully support Zion's decision to leave the NBA campus to be with his family. Out of respect for the Williamson family, we will have no further comment at this time." If Williamson gets tested every day that he's gone and continues to test negative, he will only need to quarantine for 4 days when he returns to Orlando, per NBA rules. If he does not test daily, or if he has a positive test, Zion will be required to quarantine for 10 days upon his return. The Pelicans' push for a playoff spot starts on July 30th when the team plays the Utah Jazz on the opening night of the league's restart. In NFL news, the Cleveland Browns pass rusher Myles Garrett spoke with media yesterday after he became the highest paid defender in NFL history. On Wednesday, Garrett signed a 5-year extension with the Browns, reportedly worth $125 million. According to ESPN, Garrett gets $50 million guaranteed at signing, and the contract contains $100 million in total guarantees. That's the most ever paid to a defensive player. 752 FM Talk 106.5 has a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. Coming up, what's cooking with Alec Naaman and Naaman's Catering. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. There's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. With that much experience, we know what's reliable. Yamaha. And Sportsman's Marine is the Gulf Coast's 5-star Yamaha service dealer. You don't want to trust anything else when saltwater boating and saltwater fishing. If it's time to replace or upgrade your old motor, visit sportsmansmarine.com. Check out this year's newest Yamaha outboard motors. Visit sportsmansmarine.com or call 251-928-2244 today.
753 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Friday Style here on FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Leanna in this morning, and it is a Friday, so it's time to find out what's cooking with Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. Y'all got to, when the cat's away, the mice will play, I hear you.
No doubt. We're tearing the studio up right now with Sean taking a little bit of much-needed time off, but that means I get to cook something this weekend. You know, Sean's not in charge of the oven or the grill this weekend, so I get to cook a spinach, bacon, and onion quiche. That's what we're making this weekend. Ooh. I guess.
Well, it was a good thing, because I was trying to get Sean to man up, you know, and because us real men, we eat quiche, you know what I'm saying?
I've always said that, Alan.
We don't just eat fish, we eat quiche, okay?
Quiche, I love it. So how do we do this?
Well, you know, I like where it's got, I always like to have stuff like real meaty, you know, like I like it full of sausage or bacon or that kind of good stuff. I think this one's a spinach and bacon and onion quiche.
Mm.
I thought that was kind of manly, you know?
Yeah, if there's bacon in it, it's manly. That's the rule.
Yeah, I can't have no little foo-foo quiche. You know, I got to have a manly quiche, okay?
No doubt. So how do we get this thing started?
Well, listen, I just get the pie shell, you know, one of them deep dish pie shells from the grocery store. You ain't gonna, I can teach you how to make your own dough, but man, who wants to take that much time when you can go to the grocery store and buy you one already made?
Right.
And what I do is I kind of par-bake the shell a little bit, just a few minutes in the oven, just to kind of break it up, because the shell takes longer to cook than the quiche, the egg part of the quiche itself. So I like to get a kind of a par crust going. And then I just take and I saute me up some onions and some bacon and get it all crispy. And I throw some spinach in and I season a little bit. And I get my stuff and my mixture all done. And I set it aside and let it cool. In the meantime, I whip me up some eggs. Usually I find that it takes about 6 eggs,
okay,
you know, to fill up a quiche. And so I put that spinach and stuff down in the pie shell after I've cooled that pie shell on. And then I whip up some eggs with some heavy cream, you know, and a little salt and pepper and stuff. And then I pour that into the pie dish on top of the spinach and the pork. And I kind of stir it up just a little bit to spread out my spinach and everything. Then I top it with some shredded cheddar cheese, if you like cheddar cheese, you know. And I slide it in the oven at about 350 and bake it for, you know, not too long. I don't know what. I don't know how long till it browns over the top. Maybe 20 or 20.
Until it's right.
Minutes or something, you know.
Yeah, until you got it right.
I never time it. I just look at it, you know.
And then I guess it's ready to go after that.
Let's eat it.
Amen. And you could probably add as much bacon as you'd like, right?
Oh, man, listen, it's got a pound of bacon in it, okay?
That's great. Well, if someone wants to get you at Naaman's Catering to cook for them, maybe they have a big event coming up, how do they get in touch?
Well, listen, and we are doing something. I tell you, what some of the things we're doing is we're getting a lot of calls from some of our corporate clients. And they want to do employee morale appreciation luncheons. You know, morale's a little down with everybody being scared, everybody being worried, not knowing about school, but people going back or whatever. And so a lot of the employers are recognizing that they need to do a little bump for the employees. So we're going out helping them with some corporate little appreciation luncheons and stuff. So we're doing that. We're doing curbside still, where you can call us up, get us some sirloin tips and gravy or some beef and pepper steak or some roasted chicken or whatever. And then I want to say, help us out with Feeding the Gulf Coast is our area food bank. We cover 21 counties. We're doing miraculous work feeding, shipping millions and millions a month of pounds of food out.
Okay? Wow.
And so help us out. Throw a dime or two, 10 or 20 bucks our way. You know, come out and volunteer. Help us pack up some bags and boxes of food to give out. But just support our Feeding the Gulf Coast. You can go to the website, feedingthegulfcoast.org or whatever. I don't even know it all. But look us up, okay, and help us out. So call me, 473-3900. Look me up on the web at namescater.com. Give me a like on Facebook. And y'all, God bless y'all. Have a great weekend. Thank y'all for letting me feed you this morning and feed you some of my famous quiche.
I love it. Thank you, Alec. Alec Damon with Naaman's Catering. We're making some quiche this weekend. Sounds like a plan. All right, coming back the third hour of Mobile Mornings, 251-343-0106. What's your take on Mobile County Public Schools not reopening until September 1st and going virtual only for the first 9 weeks of the year? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
My son is Tim. He has brain tumor and he's fighting for his life. We are so amazed by St. Jude. We don't have to pay and we don't have to worry. This really helps us so much. I really respect people who donate Tommy can have a second chance. We as a family can have a second chance. So I'm very grateful.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital,